we have an opportunity on Brotherhood Shabbat to hear from, well, our brotherhood. You know, to be a leader of this congregation in the last couple of years has not been an easy thing. To pivot, to twist, to turn, to ride the different ways that COVID has shaped our congregational life has certainly been a challenge for all of us as a community. And for the leadership of our community as well, trying to know how best to meet the needs of our congregation, be able to provide programming and opportunities for community and being together, while also making sure that everyone stays safe. It has been really a great joy of mine to watch our Temple Brotherhood President, Mark Goldman, do all of that with us and for us to find ways to make sure that the connections between the men of the congregation have remained strong. And it is no small testament to him that so many of our brothers are here tonight to participate or are online, participate in all the various activities that Brotherhood does and all the different ways that it serves our community. And so we invite Mark forward to give us a little bit of brotherly wisdom. I was going to call it brisdom, but that just doesn't sound right. I think I'm going to leave the bro puns to you and give us that opportunity to hear a little bit from you as well.
Always up for another bro pun, though. Thank you. Shabbat shalom. The number 40 appears in the Torah often. Moses was on Sinai for 40 days, waiting to receive the Ten Commandments. Noah's flood lasted 40 days and 40 nights. And according to the internet, there are a handful of other 40s, but while doing my research, I really didn't know which websites to trust and which were taking me down these sketchy pseudo-Jewish rabbit holes, so I just stick with the ones that I am familiar with. Which brings me to the number 40 that is in this week's Torah portion. See, this devastating and deflating 40 occurred after Moses sent a group of scouts, one from each tribe, from the desert on a recon of the Promised Land. Their intel report back to the children of Israel was not very positive. They talked about high gas prices, the great resignation, inflation, a pandemic, supply chain issues. Well, maybe not. So while not dealing with those specific challenges, the scouts painted a less than optimistic picture of what the Jewish people would face when entering the Promised Land. And this caused the former slaves to tweet like crazy, organize a march, print t-shirts, boycott. Well, maybe not. But what really happened was they revolted and longed for the simplicity and predictability of their days in Egypt. This angered God, who, after negotiating with Moses, sentenced the Jewish people to, you guessed it, 40 years wandering in the desert until a new generation, those who hadn't lived as slaves, would be guided into the land flowing with milk and honey. It's in this punishment where God seeks to reset the population that we sort of get what 40 means in the Torah, a representative window of time to signify change and transformation. And it got me thinking of how I've changed Jewishly over 40 years. You see, and this is where I can connect this in a pretty cool way. 40 years ago this week, a young boy named Mark, with a questionable haircut, feeling ice cold with fear, walked onto the Bima at Road of Sholem Congregation in Pittsburgh to read the Torah and become a bar mitzvah. Now, I know tomorrow Sophie will take the Bima with greater poise and confidence than I could muster, but I think back on becoming a bar mitzvah, and while it remains a proud personal accomplishment and a special benchmark in my life, it happened thanks to the direction, the love, and guidance of my parents. Later, when I went to college, I found a part-time job teaching beginning Hebrew at Sunday school to third graders. I was making good money hours before my roommate and friends woke up, but let me advise anyone going off to college, not a good decision to take a job that starts at 8 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Now, quick aside, I did this job for 2 years before taking a job with an even worse schedule. I became a DJ on the overnight shift, working Friday and Saturday nights from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. So I had no idea how I was scheduling life in college. But at Penn State, I had a few Jewish friends. I remember going to Hillel for services, even hosting a Seder with several non-Jewish guests. And as a single guy here in DC, I shopped around and went to different places for the high holidays, played in a Jewish softball league, And Jewish was finding its way into my life for me. Then I met Sharon. We got engaged, and at our wedding, we signed a ketubah that we promised to establish a home committed to our Jewish heritage. We've done so, raising Kyle, Audrey, and Ruby here at TBS, going to services, religious schools, celebrating holidays, bar and bat mitzvahs, confirmation, post-con, Shabbat dinners in the dining room, and other rituals. And Jewish was in my life for my family. But for that truly to work and have value and resonate, there has to be more that surrounds and embraces and uplifts the family. Over the years, Sharon and I have volunteered at TBS from simple one-off tasks like serving dinners, to organizing Hanukkah events, to Tot Shabbats and cradle rolls, which I know even mentioning cradle roll just ages myself, to bigger roles like membership chair, to Sharon's leadership on the Mother Support Group, and my role right here as Brotherhood President. What really motivated us and continues to motivate us to be actively Jewish is for our community. The stronger the temple is, the more connected, the more engaging, the better it is for the Goldman family, and the better it is for all of us. So my 40-year Jewish journey from scared little bar mitzvah boy with a bad haircut to Brotherhood president with bad hair has seen my Jewish motivation expand from my parents to myself, to my children, to my community. And you might want to take a moment and reflect on your Jewish journey and how you are involved in TBS or Brotherhood. To be involved means giving your time, enthusiasm, expertise, and energy. And I say in all my messages about Brotherhood, there is a low barrier to entry. Just a membership fee, and beyond that, really no expectations. You attend events when you're moved to do so. You volunteer when you're able. You schmooze when you see the fellas. Brotherhood does a lot, and many hands make light work. And our community and our families and our kids benefit greatly from the efforts of the bros and from the involved families. I'm glad to see many bros here. Look forward to hanging at the Brown Egg, where we eat some bros and treats in a little bit. But I would like to extend a special invitation to the following groups to join Brotherhood. Religious school dads, my kids are too young dads, I have no time dads, my kids are grown dads, I'm a grandfather dads, I really don't know anyone at TBS dads, the interfaith marriage dad, the overcommitted little league swim team scout gymnastics dance dad. Brotherhood needs all these dads to join our ranks to keep this group a strong, vital, and contributing part of TBS. 40 years happens quickly. Trust me. Make time now to make an impact. Don't wait to wander the desert for 40 years for the time to be right. Happy Father's Day to all the dads, and a big Shabbat Shalom.